today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. By Allah's name, we start. Salamun alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to us from Iran, and we're going to speak about the month of Ramadan and Allah's satisfaction. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان We look at the calendar. Today, Sunday, is the 27th of the month of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Retreat calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Retreat calendar, and the 7th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment. We listen to chapter Ali Imran from the Holy Quran, verse 19.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Inna ad-deena 'indallahi al-islam. وما اختلف الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم بغيا بينهم ومن يكفر بآيات الله فإن الله سريع الحساب
Indeed, the religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. And those who were given the scripture did not differ except after knowledge had come to them, out of jealous animosity between themselves. And whoever disbelieves in the verses of Allah, then indeed, Allah is swift in taking account.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The spirit of religion is the very submission of Allah. Next to the statement of the unity of Allah, the Quran refers to the oneness of religion. Thus, the true religion with Allah is surrender or the submission of the self of adherent to the will or command of Allah. The spirit of religion, in fact, in any time and period, is not anything but submission to divine will.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكرا يا رب
The topic for today is the spiritual purpose of fasting. Closeness to Allah is one of the purposes. Ramadan isn't the month of fasting. It's a month of seeking closeness to Allah. Fasting is a means. Prayer is a means. Zakat is a means. Reciting the Holy Quran is a means. Taqwa is a means. Thankfulness is a means. Guidance and actions are means. The purpose is Allah and Allah alone. Allah Most High tells us of this powerfully. All the actions of people are for them except for fasting. Fasting is for me and it is I who reward it. Spiritually, the purpose of fasting is closeness to Allah. After the verses dealing with fasting and the month of Ramadan, Allah Most High makes this purpose clear. He says in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 186, "If my servants ask you about me, then I am indeed near. I answer the call of those who call upon me when they call. So let them heed my calls and let them truly believe in me in order that they become rightly guided."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. We want to talk about the holy month of Ramadan and gaining Allah's satisfaction in this holy month. In the supplication of the 21st day of the holy month of Ramadan, it is stated, just as the doctor knows what is best for the patient, whatever it may be, Almighty Allah also gives us whatever is best for us. He gives more to some and less to others. And we should not protest if we develop the attitude that we are satisfied with whatever God gives us, then God will also be pleased with us. But if we harbor complaints in our hearts that Allah has given us less, it means that Allah is not pleased with us. We read, "O Allah, make for me in it a guide to your pleasure. Do not make for Satan a way over me. And make paradise for me a home and a resting place, O fulfiller of the needs of the seekers." There must be blessings emanating from us to serve as guidance and direction for Allah to be pleased with us. So we need to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Make me a way so that you will be pleased with me." We have hadith that if you want to know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you or not, look at yourself. Say if you are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if in the corner of your heart you say, "Why does someone else have it and I do not?" Complaining that God has not given to us but has given to someone else indicates that you are not pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah is not pleased with you.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
This is today's special on fasting and spiritual realization of divine oneness. In fasting, one experiences one's neediness to Allah, which opens one's heart to spiritual understanding. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, chapter 35, verse 15, "O people, you are the ones absolutely in need of Allah, and Allah is the one free of all need, worthy of all praise." This neediness that one realizes when fasting opens one's heart to the absolute richness of Allah, His being absolute and absolutely free of the need for any other. This is at the very heart of true understanding of divine oneness, for the Quranic understanding of Allah, the one alone worthy of worship, is that He is the rich, absolutely free of need of any other. And others are absolutely in poverty and indigence before Him. In short, Allah is the one free of any other, whom all are absolutely in need of.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد
تدعو إلى
يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكر
ومضى.
This is today's special on maintaining nearness to Allah after the month of Ramadan. Now that Ramadan and Eid are behind us, many people find themselves feeling a void. All that worship in the month of Ramadan drew us nearer to our Lord. So how can we maintain that nearness now that Ramadan has come to a close? The purpose of Ramadan is not solely to control one's food intake. Rather, the purpose of Ramadan is to achieve taqwa. You can call it God consciousness. This basically means being conscious of our Creator enough that we eagerly do what He pleases and what is right, and we refrain from what displeases Him and what is wrong. If certain individuals come out of Ramadan the same way they entered it, then maybe they've missed the point. We ask Allah Almighty to guide us and show us the purest way of conduct in this life and reward us in the next, inshallah.
You are like a patient, and Allah is like a doctor. The doctor comes to the hospital room and gives the food order to the kitchen manager. And in one room, sometimes a patient sleep, and the doctor says, give this patient, for example, this kind of food, and the other patient, the other kind of food. For example, soup is needed for this one, and that food, for example, is needed for the other one. Now, the patient who the doctor has forbidden from eating does not argue with the doctor because he knows he will undergo surgery and should not eat that given food. All patients look at the doctor equally, and we should be the same before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as the doctor knows what is best for the patient, whatever it might be. Almighty Allah also gives us whatever is best for us. He gives more to some and less to others, and we should not protest. If we develop the attitude that we are satisfied with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also be pleased with us. But if we harbor complaints in our hearts that Allah has given us less, it means that Allah is not pleased with us. In order to gain Allah's satisfaction, we need to be pleased with Allah. And if we pleased with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered for us, then Allah will be pleased with us. Let's pray to gain Allah's satisfaction in this holy month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Thank you very much for joining with this episode of today's special with an interesting topic, and that is the month of Ramadan and Allah's satisfaction. Inshallah, we continue this topic. May Allah bless all of you and have a nice time.
يا غفار يا قهار.